Our gospel reading this morning comes to us from the book of John, chapter 10, verses 1 through 10. Jesus said, "Very truly I tell you, anyone who does not enter the sheepfold by the gate, but climbs in by another way, is a thief and a bandit. The one who enters by the gate is the shepherd of the sheep. The gatekeeper opens the gate for him, and the sheep hear his voice. He calls his own sheep by name and leads them out. When he has brought out all his own, he goes ahead of them, and the sheep follow him because they know his voice. They will not follow a stranger, but they will run from him because they do not know the voice of strangers." Jesus used this figure of speech with them, but they did not understand what he was saying to them. So again, Jesus said to them, "Very truly I tell you, I am the gate for the sheep. All who came before me are thieves and bandits, but the sheep did not listen to them. I am the gate. Whoever enters by me will be saved, and will come in and go out and find pasture. The thief comes only to steal and kill and destroy. I came that they may have life, and have it abundantly." This is the word of the Lord. So you may recall that last September I preached from the perspective of a sheep named Maple, you know, as one does. Maple wasn't particularly sympathetic when that weird sheep, Doug, went and got his dumb self lost in a storm. She didn't understand why the shepherd would have gone so far out of her way to rescue just one sheep, especially considering that the sheep in question was a weird one who had never fit in. Anyway, today I thought I would tell Doug's side of the story. The members of our flock may come in all sheeps and sizes, but there isn't very much diversity in the inner sheepfold. Most of the younger sheep seem to follow that vapid Maple, who thinks she's as sweet as maple syrup. They agree with everything she says, especially when it comes to making fun of me. They like to call me a bug and a lug and a slug and a shrug, that weird sheep, Doug. The amount of contempt they manage to fit into that one syllable is honestly a little impressive. Although goat knows their rhyming skills wouldn't impress a flea. They think I don't know that they call me those names, but I do. It used to bother me, but I don't really care anymore. My mother came from another flock 8 years ago, and I think that Maple likes to cite that as an excuse for why I don't fit in, but I was born here in the same pastures that Maple was born in, so she can tell herself whatever she likes, but I am every bit as much a member of this flock as she is, for whatever that's worth. These sheep don't have any idea how lucky they are. On a clear day, you can see the neighboring flocks across the valley, and anyone could see that their pastures aren't as green and tasty as ours. There's even one flock who sometimes has to drink well water from a trough because their stream dries up in the summer. But Maple and her cronies don't care about the problems of other sheep. All they care about is polishing off the best patches of grass before the rest of us can eat them. Imagine centering your entire life around some grass. I mean, in the end, nothing really matters. Anyone can see. At least, nothing really matters to me. To me, one patch of grass is as good as another to keep me going another day. And at the end of the day, why would anything matter? If there's any meaning in this world, it's as woolly as my back. The universe is as cold and empty as the silent darkness. Bleating into the void isn't all that different from conversing with your fellow sheep at the end of the day. Maple is always trying to ram optimism down the throats of the sheep who follow her around, but come on, happy thoughts and flowers and rainbows? You. There isn't any order or reason or justice in the world. Good sheep die young, and mean sheep live long and healthy lives. We can't even communicate with our own shepherd. Maple isn't sure that humans even have a spoken language of their own. I think that they probably do, but it clearly isn't the same as ours. So, one day, I had wandered off from the rest of the herd, far enough not to have to hear Maple's incessant chatter. In that peaceful silence, I lost myself in thought, pondering the meaninglessness of everything, staring into the void. I almost didn't notice when it started to rain. You know how satisfying it is when the weather matches your mood? I was definitely in a rainy sort of mood. So I didn't mind at first that the rain was starting to soak through my wool. I couldn't hear any sounds but the sound of the wind and the rain. I was screaming into the empty void, and nature was screaming with me. But then I realized that I was alone. I mean, I'd always been alone, existentially speaking, and relative to the rest of the herd, but out there, under the darkening sky, I was alone. The rest of the flock was gone. And the world and the weather and the universe were proving themselves to be every bit as cold and unfeeling as I'd always known them to be. I tried to find cover, but in the mud, I fell and broke a leg. This was the end. I knew it. I'd die alone and in pain, going from emptiness into emptiness. But then, over the wind, over the rain, over the crashing thunder, I heard a voice. I couldn't quite make it out at first, but then I realized that the voice was calling out my name. I called out, and for the first time, the void answered. And I heard my name again, closer. I called out another time, and the voice came closer still until a flash of lightning revealed the shepherd herself. She was just as soaked through as I was, but wait. How could the shepherd be calling my name? For goat's sake, she was a human. Humans may have a spoken language, but they can't understand us sheep, and we sheep can't understand them. Was I dreaming? As long as I live, I will never understand how, but I know that I heard the shepherd call my name that night. She picked me up and carried me on her shoulders. The storm blew on, and it felt like the earth was breaking apart under the shepherd's feet. She slipped and fell into the mud a few times until we were both dark with mud. But then we were back. We were home. And she bound up my leg and brought me handfuls of forbs and grasses until I was full, and the sun was slowly rising, and it was a new day. It seemed like I was feeling the sun for the first time that day. I had thought that all hearts were as cold and selfish as I had always thought all of creation to be. But the shepherd had risked her life to find me in that storm. Was I worth her life? I was silent for several days, lost in thought. To be fair, that wasn't unusual for me, but this time I found myself noticing different things than I had before. I noticed the way that light danced off of the water. I noticed the sweet taste of the best grasses that Tweedle and some of the other lambs brought me. I noticed the way that all the sheep gave respect to Methuselina, the oldest member of the flock. I noticed the way that Strawberry and Lambert looked at each other. I noticed the way that the older sheep helped and guided the youngest lambs. I noticed the way that Maple began strong-arming the entire flock into spending time with me while my broken leg healed. I noticed how carefully the shepherd cared for us. I noticed that spending time with the flock wasn't as terrible as I'd always thought it would be. I still wasn't sure whether there was any great meaning to the universe, but I understood now that it wasn't as cold and unfeeling as I'd always feared it to be. I could see that there was plenty of love and friendship within the flock, and that there was regret in the faces of those who had once called me names. Speaking of names, the other sheep all just called me Doug now, and not that weird sheep, Doug. I never did hear the shepherd call me by my name again, but I know as sure as anything that I did hear her call me by name that night. Someone or something in the universe must care about me, even if I don't know who or how or why. Bad things happen to good sheep. I happened to be lucky. I had always known that there were good sheep, but before, I had only focused on how the world was unfair to them. That fact is still true, but what I think about now is how good sheep have the courage to continue to be good sheep, even when the world is unfair to them. I think that courage is its own kind of miracle.